Death, card number 13 in the Major Arcana, represents change, endings, loss, transformation, and liberation. While decks vary, the image of death shows a skeleton in mourning armor riding a pure white horse. A woman begs for a loved one on the ground, yet death is not easy to avoid. The moon tarot can be seen in the distance. The astrology signs are Aries and Scorpio. The element is water, and the plants are blackberry and elderflower. In a forward position, death shows big changes, rebirth, and transformation. Change has already started. Don't fight it. Go forward. Be brave and honest. In reverse, you may feel stuck and lose hope. Avoid what you normally do and see what happens. Mourn your change, but know it will come to an end soon. You have to look at what changed and understand what is lost.
I really didn't go into all this testing and practicing thinking that divination was going to be my talent or expertise. Actually, after my last freakout with Deborah the Tarot deck, I was not going to do anything else with divination. That being said, I think I need to know what she was trying to tell me without using her again. When I came back home, the deck was back to normal, just sitting on my desk. I put her away, and I think she would be too mad at me to, like, go again, so I thought of another way to figure out what the world was trying to tell me. I once saw a reference to a thing called a year walk. Well, I think a game called it that, but the real name is something starting with an A and I can't pronounce it. You're supposed to get a telling of the year to come, but this is legit the only non-guessing and non-interpreting divination I can think of that will possibly get through my thick skull. It was Swedish, if I remember correctly, and you're supposed to do it in a very specific area of Sweden, but I think I'm going to try it with what I have. No surprise there. So, no Swedish forest or long expanse of nature to use, but I think I can capture a similar feeling. I did buy some cedar candles to help. Actually, aside from the candles, I've been sitting in my dark room all day with no food or drink, and let me tell you, fasting is not fun. I'm a big boy, and I need my iced coffee and food. To clarify, rather than walking through nature, I'm just going to do a meditation, so this may actually be quite boring to listen to. Sorry, coven. Enjoy the silence and breathing for the next few hours. Ugh, my stomach is rumbling, so let me start and explain while I go, because I have shit to do, and I'm tired of waiting. So, I want to start with meditation. The cedar candles are going well, and I also have a grassy-smelling air freshener. It's actually making my eyes burn, so hopefully it'll be out soon. But let's start with another addition I added. Here we go. Life of the forest, life of the land, lend me your power. As time draws near, we walk as one. Let me smell the flowers.
Excuse me.
What the fuck?
Calm down, Failing. Look around you and tell me what you see.
I'm in a clearing, in the middle of the day in a forest? When I started, it was midnight. This doesn't...
Stop. Look around you and think about what you are doing.
My bed is here, and so is my table where I do magic. I still have my recorder. This is my room.
You seem to have created a special place here. Bringing the forest to you was very smart if you wanted a walk, and it brought you to me.
My head's a bit numb. Who are you?
You can call me Sarah. I like that name today. Would you like some tea?
That table's not from my room.
Correct. It's from mine. Now sit. I guess it's weird to say welcome since this is a place of your making, but you are in my room, so... welcome. Drink your tea and have some cookies while we chat. There are also strawberries, blueberries, bananas, pomegranates, apples, and oranges. I am very glad you are here.
I wasn't supposed to eat or drink for this.
You are in my room. It's rude not to accept, and it is what you are supposed to do when visiting me.
That sounds like a trap, Miss Sarah. My head is still... buzzing.
Now that is very rude. After I invited you over and everything. After our visit last week, I thought we would make this a common thing.
Last week?
Yes, sweetie. I know it's hard to meet new people when you move, but I thought we were on good terms. Don't know why you would reject my offerings while accepting my company.
Oh, right. I think I remember visiting last week. How long have I lived here? My head's a bit...
Oh, the tea will help, trust me. It always makes me feel better. I can't wait to introduce you to everyone. They are going to love you. We can throw a party to welcome you. Then we can go see the fountains and mountains. Oh, that rhymes! Drink your tea, darling. We can teach you how to use your gifts here with no holding back. You could actually make your own room for this, it seems. But think of the types of rooms we can make together. We will have to be careful to keep you from some eyes, though. It seems you may be claimed already, but we can work around that easily enough. Oh, I know! First, let's go ride the Beast of the Plains. That would be so...
Failing.
What? What? Darling, I think you are thinking erratically. Drink something.
You called me failing earlier, which means you may have been that voice talking to me before, and it explains why you are green. I know a lot of people, but I don't think I've had tea with any green ones, especially since I know not to eat or drink with the Fae, Miss Sarah.
Well, damn. That was too fast. I was hoping to have longer, but... Go that way to the river and follow it.
What? I don't see a river. And wait, what do you mean too fat and she's gone? Cool. Yeah, no. Sure, that's exactly what I was wanting. I don't like that others had plans for me to come here, but... I guess to the river? Let's not tell Garrett what's going on. Let's just be cryptic and point at a river that's not within sight. Let's try to trick poor Garrett into being trapped in some fae land. Let's skip over the part about ownership of me and just go poof. And then we can... Oh. Well, I found the river. It's completely still, so I almost stepped in it. Okay. Game plan Garrett. Next thing I meet, I ask about my issues. Fuck their plans. I have my own plans. I have to get my answers and then find a church or a graveyard because that will signify the end of my walk. Okay, find a being or a voice, ask it questions, end the walk. Voice, questions, end. God, I'm out of shape. I did not think a year walk would be such a... walk.
Well, you found the next being, so stop and rest.
Hello?
Hello, Garrett.
You are a fish.
Usually, yes.
But not always.
Not always.
Do you prefer to be a fish, or is this just a form to throw me into a false sense of security?
A bit of both, but mostly the preference.
Do you have a name?
You can call me anything you'd like.
What about Keith?
Except that.
Fish it is, then.
Tell me. What do I look like to you?
Like a catfish, but your eyes are strange, like my snakes. Is this an illusion and you're actually already halfway through eating me?
No. I just don't get to see myself much. But ask me the actual questions you want to know about. I can answer things for you.
Oh, Okay, my tarot deck said I have some problems, and there's a big change coming or going, and I'm not sure what to do, Mr. Fish.
Yes, there is a big problem right now.
So, what is it?
It's not my place to say.
You just said you would answer things for me.
I said I could answer things, but not what I could answer. You asked the wrong question. I am not the one to tell you about what's going on, but I can tell you other things.
If you're not the one to tell me, then can you tell me who can tell me what's going on?
There we go. The one you seek will come to you.
Wait, no. I came here to find out everything. Why did I need to come here for that? If they're coming to me, then why am I here?
Because you are impatient.
What?
You are impatient. If you had just waited, the answers would have come.
How was I supposed to know that?
There are simpler ways of finding things out than making a pocket forest that connects to many places. You are new to tarot, but you stopped when you refused to listen to its words and tried to force a new answer when you did not like it. You have not used your pendulum again since you made the hole. Your impatience will be your downfall. Why learn new things if you don't go back to keep up the practice?
Point made.
Good. Now, behind you is the church. Go there, open the door, and step back into your room. Do not look back once in, and close the door behind you.
But...
No! You have already been here too long. You need to go before something worse happens. No more words. You should never have come here alone. You wanted a year walk. Turn and walk.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fish. I bet if I turn around, there'd be no river, so he probably didn't hear that. Honestly, should I take the advice of a fish that still might be following and getting ready to eat me? He was a bit bossy, but not entirely wrong. This will be the first time my problems actually end by walking into a church. I just have to turn the knob and walk in. Honestly, if my mother's on the other side of this door, I am going to run back and start chugging tea with Sarah. Into the church and out of my closet. Will my clothes be back when I close this? I am not going to look into this right now. Fish was right, online stalkers. I probably should not
have left the door open this long.
Can y'all stop doing that?
I'm sorry, my boy, but I would quite like to come in before you close this door. What could I offer you to, let me by?
Are you the final trial? I know there's a rule of three sometimes, but like, the fish was not really a trial.
I like that. Do you think you could handle me, boy? A physical trial, perhaps? We can see what happens when I push you to your limits. Just have to open up and let me in.
Nope, no. I don't know who you are. There is some plot afoot with people wanting me in this forest, and I don't even know what you are? I don't think my brain knows how to describe something as horrifying and beautiful at the same time. No. I do not have it in me to open myself up to some sort of interdimensional, gorgeous, disgusting person.
Ah, if I had a heart, I would be blushing. I think if you got to know me, then you might just get it in you after all. I could teach you some great things, my boy. the things I can do just by running my horns down your belly and legs. Let me in.
That's probably a bad idea. I can literally feel you trying to press your presence into the room, so I know that you're trying to make me lose focus. Surely you wouldn't do anything unruly if I just let my concentration slip. Nope. Time to close the door.
Garrett? Honey, I've been calling you.
Logan?
Out!
Logan! Logan! No! No, no, no! Logan! Logan, breathe!
With Cock and Candles was written, produced, and voiced by Clay Proctor. Today's tarot reading was by Charlie Rowan. Sarah was voiced by Marnie Warner. The Fish was voiced by Emma Laslett. The Demon was voiced by Daniel Santoy. And Logan Thomas was voiced by Eric Ellison. That's a lot of people, so look for links in the description. If you feel like you were surprised today, make sure to subscribe and consider giving a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you are listening. You can also keep up with the creator and get visuals from episodes on Twitter at Cock and Candles. Don't forget, we have some merch now. Check the show notes for links to that and our Discord. Thanks for listening, and may the forces that be watch over you.